What's up, man? All right, guys. Today's video is titled, They're All In On It. So I'm going out to, this is my last day in Latvia. I'm going out to a city called Daugavpils or something like that. I'm probably mispronouncing the names of the cities here. It's about 200 kilometers away from Riga, which rhymes with nigga. This is going to be the last city I'm going to visit before I go to another country. And I know some of you guys out there have been saying, yo, Armor, this Toyota, it doesn't have good insulation. We really can't hear you that well. So what I'm doing, guys, is that I'm keeping the phone close to my mouth. That way, you know, you get to hopefully hear more of me and less of the car. I have about an hour left until I get to the city. And also at the same time, guys, I want to give you a view of the Latvian landscape as I go to a major city. Now, Latvia, as you guys know, is mainly flat, which is a good thing because, you know, unlike Colombia, being flat like this, you can have train, bus, car, pretty much going anywhere in the country. So everything here is interconnected with roads, which we're obviously on, trains as well. There is no inter-Latvia plane travel. So it's not like you can hop on a plane from, say, Riga to where I'm going. You either have to take the bus, car, or train for that. And again, bus and car are only like maybe 3-4 hours. So there's really no need for inter-Latvia plane travel when you have car, train, and bus that's easily interconnected throughout the whole city and you the whole country. And you can pretty much get anywhere around Latvia in under, probably in under 5 or 6 hours, you know. So anyways, let's get into this video. They are all in on it. As you guys know, I've been telling you guys for the past several years that Iran, Israel, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, they are all in on it, dudes. They're all Zionists. Now, the thing about Zionism you guys need to understand is you don't have to be a Jew to be a Zionist. Don't believe me? Ask child molester Biden. Now, a Zionist is a Satan worshiper who believes that Satan will land on Mount Zion in the Promised Land. That's why they're called Zionist. And again, they're awaiting the Satan to show up in human form so he can lead them to victory. Okay, that's why they're called Zionist. Now, there are Muslim Zionists, there are Christian Zionists. You know, the Christian Zionists, they're the ones who are like, you know, we gotta stand up with Israel no matter what. Yet at the same time, they really don't care about Christian values, but they always say support Israel because, again, they're Christian Zionists. They believe in Satan being the ultimate, being their ultimate Messiah, not the Son of Mary, okay? The Saudi government doesn't believe in Jesus. The Christian evangelist, they don't believe in Jesus, okay? They believe in Satan being the ultimate Messiah. That's what these people believe in. Now, obviously, they're not going to come out and tell you that. You know, they're going to tell you, oh, yeah, Jesus is the Messiah. Okay, sure, dude, okay. But yet, your entire actions are the total and complete opposite of Christianity and Islam. And, you know, with the exception of Sheikh Imran Hussein and me, who really talks about eschatology, you know? You got Muslim grifters, you know, talking about Muslim alpha male and shit like that. It's like, dude, can't you see we are on the verge of Armageddon? You know, the Nagasaki Hiroshima black belt truth of the matter is, guys, most Muslims don't believe in Jesus. Yeah, sure, they'll tell you Jesus is the Messiah, but their actions don't show it, okay? You guys need to understand. And this is why shit has to get really bad, okay? When Jesus comes back, he's not gonna do nigger shit anymore. You guys need to understand. 2,000 years ago, Jesus was walking around the Holy Land saying, hey guys, I'm the Messiah, get your act together, start following me. And people were like, yeah, no, okay? When Jesus comes back, he's not gonna be doing that shit anymore, okay? That's my job. That's the job of Sheikh Imran Hussein, okay? To get you guys prepared for the return of the Messiah. All these Muslim grifters out there trying to sell you courses, you know, they want to turn you into a Muslim alpha male and bullshit like that, man. Deep down, they don't believe in Jesus. I mean, I'm not saying that they are flat out kuffar. I'm simply saying that they're not. Okay, I don't want to say that the vast majority of Muslims are kuffar. Same thing with Christians. Is that push comes to shove, walk, talk comes to walk. Vast majority of Muslims and Christians, they really don't believe in their faith. Yeah, they'll talk about how spiritual they are. Yeah, sure, they'll try to sell you courses based on faith. You know, kind of how you have dirty hijabis coming on the internet, you know, saying, hey guys, pay me $500 and I'll consult you on how to find the perfect Muslim wife, you know. Deep down, guys, most people view religion as a way to either make money and or take advantage of other people. That's a Nagasaki Hiroshima black belt truth. You know, one of the things I like about traveling throughout Latvia or any of these countries like Romania is that you get to see a lot of the small towns. And like I've been saying in my past video, guys, you know, you can buy homes in small towns like relatively cheap, maybe $20,000-$30,000. You can probably get yourself a home in an area like this, and you can have a car like this, and you can be back, and you can go to like a major city, you know, within an hour. But for the most part, guys, us MGTOW guys, we're really probably not into like living out in the small villages, you know. This is why I like going to moderate size cities, because those moderate size cities, you know, that's where I feel most, that's where I vibe most with. But the reality of the matter, guys, is that when shit hits the fan, you really want to be in a place like this. Obviously, you're pretty much at an hour away from any major city. So yeah, you're better off being in a home like this out in the middle of nowhere. Obviously, you got your own field of, you know, you got your cows, you got your own food. So really, guys, I mean, you're really better off, you know, being out here. Get yourself a house for $15,000-$20,000, maybe a plot of land to raise your own sheep and your own shit like that, you know. I mean, I can't imagine, you know, land here being more expensive than maybe $2,000-$3,000 per hectare. So yeah, that's another thing to keep in mind, guys. You're probably really better off getting a small house and a plot of land out in the middle of nowhere, but have a car like this one. Again, I'm renting this car for $50 a week. I can probably rent this car for $200 a month and just have myself a nice home with a plot of land. But then again, I'm really not a farmer. And honestly, guys, you know, I prefer somewhat of a city life, because that is what vibes with me the most, you know. But anyways, getting back to the point of the of this video, that they're all in on it, you know. Yeah, all these Arab people, even the Iranians, they're all in on it, dudes. Okay, you see, the Iranians, the Shia, I should say, the Shia, a lot like the Zionist, they both want World War III because they want to bring in their Mashugana. That's what I'm calling them, okay? Mashugana is Semitic for crazy person, okay? So the Shia, they believe in Mahdi. They don't believe in Jesus. The Shia believe that Mahdi will come in and he will avenge them when World War III starts. The Jews believe in Moshiach will come in the last minute and he will like avenge them. I made a video the other day. It was a video request titled "The Jews Are Begging for Extermination." See, this is what the Jews are doing. You know, the reason why the Jews are murdering Palestinians and they're bombing hospitals and refugee camps and shit like that, it's because they want World War III. See, the Jews and the Shia, they believe that they believe in Dux Ex Machina, okay? I'm probably mispronouncing it. Dux Ex Machina, back in the Greek time, like 2,000 years ago, you know, the pagan Greeks. Dux Ex Machina, you guys need to understand, you know, theater plays were actually theater plays were actually pioneered by the ancient Greeks, okay? So in Greek theater, the hero of the movie, when at the end of the movie or at the end of the play, you know, the hero is gonna be killed by the quote-unquote bad guys, the gods, they would ascend from the heaven and they would carry the hero out of harm's way. Of course, those were pagan Greeks, and of course, paganism is another form of Satanism. You know, if you're not worshiping the one true God, you're worshiping Satan. That's just how it is, okay, guys? So, the Jews and the Shia, they believe in the same thing. They believe in Dux Ex Machina. They believe that when they are on the verge of extermination, God will come in and he will save them and destroy their enemies, okay? This is why the Shia believe in Mahdi, the Jews believe in Moshiach. At the end of the day, the Shia and the Zionist, they don't believe in the Son of Mary and they don't believe in the one true God, okay? Same thing with Saudi Arabia, like TFM said in one of his latest live streams. Saudi Arabia is shooting down missiles from Yemen that are going toward the Zionist state because they're murdering so many Palestinians. And again, Saudi Arabia is a Zionist state. Like the Prophet Muhammad said, the horns of Satan will come out from Najd. Najd is where the Saudi ruling family is from. Now, the reason why Egypt is putting its military on the border with Gaza is because they want to keep the Gazans inside Gaza so they can get murdered. You guys need to understand, and understand this really good. The Zionists, they view the Palestinians the same way we Israelites viewed the Canaanites. As you guys know, the first recorded genocide in human history was by us Israelites. God told us to exterminate the Canaanites. Man, woman, child, infant, okay? And the reason why God told us to exterminate the Zionists is because the Zionists were such an evil, wicked people that anything and everything associated with the Zionists, with the Canaanites, had to be exterminated. So again, the first genocide was by us Israelites. Look at the cow. Look at the cow, guys. Look at the cows. Look at all that, you know? This is what you guys really need to be able to do. You need to have like a small farm out here. You got your own cows, your own milk. Maybe you have your own garden. This is what you guys really need to be doing. But let's keep it 100, you know? The vast majority of us are not farmers. Damn, that Mercedes reminded me of my Mercedes, you know? Honestly, guys, I'm really thinking of importing my Mercedes-Benz into, like, Bulgaria. I'm already talking with a couple of law firms in Bulgaria, and they're like, you know, if you open a trade office of your American company here in Bulgaria, we can give you can get a visa to stay in Bulgaria. You can import your car, have it as a company car, and you can be able to, like, travel freely throughout the European Union. Actually, that would be my dream, man, to bring in my Benz into Europe and, like, live in Europe. You know, Bulgaria, Latvia, guys, I'm telling you guys, Latvian women are fucking beautiful, dudes. Like, when I went to La Paja yesterday, guys, the women there were so fucking beautiful, you know. My problem with Riga is that because that's a major city, like, all the feminist women go to Riga, man. But La Paja, where I was yesterday, my God, guys, the women there were fucking beautiful, you know. If I came back to Latvia again, I'd probably stay in La Paja. And I was looking at Airbnbs, you know, Airbnbs in La Paja, they're dirt cheap. They're like $500-$600 a month, even cheaper than the Airbnb that, you know, I'm about to leave tomorrow. So, yeah, guys, Latvian women are fucking beautiful. And they all speak English, dude, okay? The language is not gonna be, the language barrier is nothing, dudes. They all speak English here, okay? Especially the younger dudes. Anyway, so going back to what I was saying about the Zionist and the Shia, they're all in on it. At the end of the day, guys, Muslims don't take Islam seriously. Christians, they don't take Christianity seriously. What you and I need to be doing is that we need to be preparing for the arrival of the Messiah, which is the Son of Mary. That's Jesus, for those of you who don't know any better, okay? This is what we need to be really prepping for. And again, when Jesus comes back, we're not gonna have wishy-washy people, okay? We're not gonna have Shaniqua. We're not gonna have grifters. So a big war has to happen. A lot of people have to die, guys, okay? Let me say that one more time. A lot of people have to die before the arrival of the Son of Mary, okay? The Prophet Muhammad said a big hole will open up and it will eat a lot of people. And the Prophet Muhammad's companions, look over here, guys. I know you guys are looking there saying, oh, Amr, look at all these dilapidated homes and shit like that. Hey, man, when shit hits the fan, these guys are probably gonna ride it out better than most people will. Just letting you know. So, the Prophet Muhammad companions, they asked, oh, Prophet, when this big hole opens up and it swallows a lot of people, will it swallow good people? And the Prophet Muhammad said, yes. However, Allah will sort them out. So even though a lot of people are gonna die, and most and you know, a good portion of them are gonna be good people, these good people, they're not worthy of the Son of Mary, okay? I mean, again, with the exception of Imran Hussein and me, who the hell out of 2 billion Muslims is telling you the Son of Mary is coming back? Who is telling you to prep for the Son of Mary? Who the hell is telling you that, other than me and Imran Hussein? Everybody else in the Ummah of Muhammad, they are grifting, okay? Like TFM said in his latest live stream, best case scenario is that the Jews, when they get exterminated, they use a Samson option and they take out the Arabs with them. No more Arab, no more Muslims, no more Jews. That would actually be the best case scenario, Because even the Prophet Muhammad himself said, you Arabs are going to be decimated in the end times. You Arabs are going to be decimated, okay? So, yes, something is going to happen where the Arab population is pretty much exterminated. So, at the end of the day, guys, if the Muslims and the Jews are exterminated, that honestly would be best case scenario, you know? Because again, the Jews, they don't believe in the Son of Mary. The Muslims, they don't give a flying fuck. They just want a grift. So God doesn't like that, man. When God says, you're my chosen people, and you slap him in the face, when God says to the Muslims, you are the best nation for all of humanity, and yet what are the Muslims doing? You know, they're sucking up to Washington DC, like Imran Hussein says. You know, they're grifting off of Islam, when in reality they don't give a flying fuck about their religion. So God's like, hey man, you guys are not worthy of the Son of Mary. See, everybody watching this video, I want you to be worthy of the Son of Mary when he comes back. You know, God in the Quran says, Abadi Salahun Yo Rusul Art, my slaves who are righteous, they will inherit the earth, okay? These grifters out there, these people who really don't care about their religion, they're just doing it for the accolades, for the money, for shit like that. Hey man, God doesn't care for you. Not saying you're gonna go to hell, but at the same time, I'm simply stating that God really doesn't care for you, okay? So you're not worthy of the Son of Mary. Because you guys have to understand, the greatest time for man was under the command of King Solomon, okay? The second greatest time for mankind is gonna be under the command of the Son of Mary. This is why I'm trying to figure out, is there going to be a nuclear holocaust where we're going to go back to the Stone Age? Would it be strategic nuclear bombings and, you know, only the really bad people are going to get it? Is the Scamarona vaccine going to murder, you know, going to get rid of the unworthy people? You know, I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm not God, so I don't know what's gonna happen. All I know is, guys, we need to start looking at places where you can be when shit hits the fan. Obviously, guys, if you guys are living here, okay, you don't have to worry about what's gonna happen in New York, LA, Miami. I'm telling you guys can probably buy like a house or an apartment here for probably $15,000-$20,000. Imagine buying a house like that for $20,000. I know some of you guys out there are saying, yo, Omar, this city is dilapidated, shit like that. And look, man, I agree with you, man. I mean, but at the end of the day, I mean, let's keep it 100, dudes. At the end of the day, you're probably better off here, living in a small community than you would be living in a big city. Look, Ukrainian flag. It's like, dude, you all can't stop simping for Ukraine, man, you know? Really, they can't stop simping for Ukraine. Even in the smaller cities, they can't stop simping for Ukraine. It's really sad. You know what? It is what it is, what it is. You know, that's how they get that Euro trash money, by simping for Ukraine. But yeah, this is what I wanted to do, guys. I just wanted to show you that here in Latvia, like most Eastern European countries, once you're out of like the big cities, it's pretty much gonna be rural farmland like this, okay? It's the same thing in Romania. If you guys remember, in Romania, I was doing this in Romania. Unfortunately, in Romania, I couldn't do a video for you like this because I was, the car I had was manual. You know, this car, believe it or not, is automatic. So with this car, I can hold the phone up like this while driving and not have to worry about, you know, shifting every 2 seconds, you know. But yeah, even in Romania, guys, it was pretty much like this. You know, outside of the major cities, this is pretty much all you see when you're traveling between the major cities, you know. Here in Romania, you got like 5 major cities and then another 5 that are somewhat significant. And then after that, it's all small places, you know, like population, you know, 10,000 or under, you know. So again, living here, guys, you know, look, we're following like Farmer John, you know. Farmer John is in front of us, you know. Obviously, I'm going to overtake him. Hopefully, it's safe. Oops, see? See, this is something you guys got to keep in mind. Here in Latvia, there's a lot of overtaking, okay, guys? So you have to be very careful, man. Very, when you're driving behind a slow vehicle like that, you have to be able to, like, if you want to, obviously, you don't want to drive behind a vehicle going, like, half the speed limit. So, you know, you got to be careful. Make sure nobody's coming from the other side. Also, keep in mind that sometimes, you know, somebody is doing the same thing, but from the other side. You guys see this over here? Whenever you leave a city, I said this in other videos before. Whenever you leave, look at the sheep, look at the sheep, you know, look at the sheep, you know. These people are, look at the sheep, you know. Whenever you leave a city, they have the name of the city with a red tape going through it, saying that you have just exited the city. And when you enter the city, they have the name of the city, but with no red tape going through it, meaning that, hey, you just entered this city or town. So, going back to the video, guys, is that Egypt is purposely keeping the Gazans inside Gaza so they can be massacred according to the Zionist principles of exterminating the modern-day Canaanites. I mean, this is a thing you guys need to understand. People have perverted religion, you know. You got these fake Ashkenazis claiming to be chosen people. Guys, Ashkenazis are not even Semitic, okay? The word Semite is derived from the word Shem. Shem is one of the 3 sons of Noah that repopulated the earth, okay? Shem, you know, the major descendant of Shem is Abraham, okay? From Abraham came white people through Esau, and came Jews, the Israelites, you know, that's me, not Mark Zuckerberg, from Yaqub, and the Arabs from Ishmael, okay? These Ashkenazi Jews, you know, these fake Jews, they're descendants of Japheth. Like Sheikh Imran Hussein said, Ashkenazis are modern day Gog and Magog, okay? I know a lot of people out there think Gog and Magog are some sort of alien species. Nah, bro. Gog and Magog are Ashkenazis, okay? These people have an invincible force and they cannot be defeated unless God steps in. This is why, guys, I'm saying, okay, how is God gonna defeat Ashkenazis, aka Gog and Magog? Is he gonna nuke them? Is the Scamarona vaccine gonna kill them? How is God gonna get rid of the Ashkenazis, okay? And again, just because you're Ashkenazi doesn't mean you're a bad person, okay? You can be Ashkenazi and be a Jew, no problem, because Judaism is a religion, you know? In fact, the first people to believe in the God of Abraham was actually the Egyptian magicians who went up against Moses. Those were the first people to believe in the God of Abraham, before the Israelites believed in the God of Abraham, it was the Egyptian magicians. In fact, a considerable amount of Egyptians converted to Judaism and joined the Exodus, okay? So Judaism is a religion, guys. Anybody can be a Jew. But Israelite, that's a lineage. And the Israelite lineage comes from Bezrit el-Ab, the seed of the father, okay? This whole notion that you're a Jew only from your mother's side, the dirty, dirty Jews, they say that because they want to discredit Arabs from having the blessings of Abraham. You know, God said to Abraham, I'm gonna bless your offsprings, okay? The descendants of Abraham are white people, believe it or not. The descendants of Abraham are Arabs through Hagar. White people are the descendants. See, white people and Israelites are descendants of Abraham via his wife Sarah. Now, Sarah, she was barren, and that's when Abraham had a kid through the slave maiden Hagar, okay? Hagar was an Egyptian woman. Pharaoh gave Hagar, who was part of his harem, he gave Hagar to Sarah because Pharaoh wanted to rape Sarah because she was so beautiful, okay, guys? It's woefully obvious that Sarah probably was blue-eyed, blonde, white, okay? You know, Pharaoh had all the blacks, all the brown people in the world, yet he wanted Sarah. Why? Because she was blue-eyed, blonde, white, okay? Coincidentally, this is why I'm in Latvia and in Eastern Europe, because I want blue-eyed, blonde, white, okay? So, Pharaoh tried to Pharaoh wanted to rape Sarah. God would not allow that to happen. So he had every time Pharaoh would try to rape Sarah, he'd have convulsions. And after a while, you know, he realized that, hey man, this woman might be possessed or something because I'm trying to rape her and I end up having convulsions. You know what? Let me get rid of this woman, and just to be in her good graces, I'm like, hey, Sarah, on your way out, why don't you take one of my harem? Why don't you take Hagar to be like you're a slave maiden, you know? That way, I can be in your good graces, and I don't have to, like, get convulsions again. So, Hagar, she took the slave, I'm sorry, Sarah took the slave maiden Hagar. She presented Hagar to Abraham and said, look, Abraham, I'm barren. I know you want children, so here you can have sex with Hagar. And that's what happened. Abraham had sex with Hagar. He got Ishmael, and from Ishmael came the Arabs, okay? So when the Jews say that religion, that we go through the mother, not the father, that's their way of saying Arabs are bastard children and they don't have the blessings of Abraham. That's all there is to it, guys, okay? The whole maternal thing that the Jews go by is to simply discredit Arabs as being bastard children and having no blessings of Abraham. At the end of the day, guys, white people have the blessing of Abraham. Israelites have the blessings of Abraham. Arab people have the blessings of Abraham, okay? Now, this does not mean that you're gonna be good people, okay? It simply means that you are blessed. This is why, at the end of the day, guys, Arabs got the oil money. At the end of the day, white people rule the world. At the end of the day, Jews or Israelites run everything, okay? Because we are blessed because we are the descendants of Abraham, okay, guys? Again, this does not make you a good person, okay? You can have dirty Christians. They're known as Zionist Christians. You can have dirty Muslims, like the Saudi ruling family, okay? You can have Zionist Jews who worship Satan. So just because you are Israelite, just because you are Arab, just because you are white, doesn't make you a good person. It simply means you are blessed. But what are you going to do with that divine blessings? Are you going to slap God in the face? Nagasaki, Hiroshima, most people do slap God in the face. For example, a lot of people are shocked to know this. I'm not pro-Palestinian, guys. You want to know why? What's the first thing the Palestinians do when they come to America? They open up a liquor store. It's like, dude, God blessed you, and the first thing you do, you open up a liquor store. You sell alcohol, you sell pork products, you sell lottery tickets. Your business is based on usury. Your house is based on usury. The car you're driving is based off of usury. It's like, dude, God blessed you, and what do? You slap him in the face. You guys out there need to understand, man, what's happening to the Palestinian is divine punishment, okay? Listen, guys, there's mercy in punishment, you know? Islam tells us if you prick your finger, that even though that's punishment, that punishment is an expiation of sins. So a lot of people out there need to understand, when God is punishing you, at the same time, that type of punishment is an expiation of sins. Think about it. Would you rather pay for your sins in hellfire, or would you rather pay for your sins in this world? This is why you look at all these Palestinians getting murdered, you know, looking, watching their children die before them. Yeah, God is punishing you because you are a sinful people. Listen, man, when God has you, okay, when God turns you outside of your homes like he's doing to the Palestinians, that's divine punishment. And again, Palestinians are a sinful people. They love it. There's nothing more Palestinians love than to slap God in his face. They love it. That's like their number one priority, you know. Come to America, open an alcohol shop, sell the alcohol, sell the pork products, sell lottery tickets, live off of usury. They love to bitch slap God in the face, you know. So again, what's happening to the Palestinian is divine punishment. But again, in that divine punishment, there is mercy. This is why I always tell you guys, for the vast majority of people out there, poverty and misery is a good thing. Because when you are miserable, when you are poverty stricken, you don't have the opportunity to do haram, okay? When the Palestinians come to America, they go to the bank and they do haram, okay? When you're miserable, okay? When you're miserable, you are being tormented, you are being punished, and that's an expiation of sins. Very few people out there can handle wealth. Very few people out there can handle happiness, you know? The Prophet Muhammad tells us there are two types of people that you can be jealous of. The person that God has given money to and they use that money in the name of God, or a person that God has given wisdom to and he uses that wisdom in the name of God. You guys take Sheikh Imran Hussein, for example. God has given Imran Hussein divine wisdom, and Imran Hussein is using that divine wisdom in the name of God, okay? when it comes to money. You guys take me for example. Listen, guys, I ain't rich. I'm a broke-ass nigger, you know? But, you know, whatever money I save up, I use to do shit like this. Look, man, I'm showing you the hinterlands of Latvia. I'm traveling around Latvia showing you, you know, what I think is the best place to be. You know, MGTOW TV. MGTOW TV is a money-losing venture, but I did it anyways simply because MGTOW TV is in the name of God. I mean, TFM is live streaming through us, you know. If it wasn't for us, you know, TFM would not have been, because before Rumble was a thing, you know, where else could have TFM gone? You know, Odyssey sucks. BitChute doesn't have live streaming. BitRiver, aka Prohibited TV, you know, they got DDoSed into oblivion. And, yeah, MGTOW TV, for me, Amr Mitwali, even though it's a money-losing venture, I'm doing that for the name of God, okay? A lot of people, they want to grift off of the name of God. This is why you get all these Muslims out. I mean, dudes, I'm seeing fucking hijabis show up, like, out of nowhere. You know, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, now give me $500 so I can be your online therapist. You know, they're grifting off of Islam. Listen, guys, you are not allowed to make money. You're not allowed to grift off of religion. Listen, if you are a Muslim teacher, it's perfectly fine to say, yo, man, I charge, you know, $20 an hour. That's perfectly fine, because you gotta make a living, dude, okay? God knows that you have to make a living, okay? So, yeah, if you're living as a Muslim teacher, you have the right to say, yeah, I charge, you know, $10 an hour, $20 an hour. That's perfectly fine if that's your job. Now, fortunately for me, because I'm blessed in other ways, you know, DoorDash, it's not my job to charge people for disseminating information. See, this is why I don't have to charge people to, you know, go on MGTOW TV, because I'm blessed in other ways, you know. But at the end of the day, you guys out there need to understand, you cannot grift on behalf of religion. There's a lot of people, guys, grifting off of religion. It's like, nigger, please, get a fucking real job. Listen, motherfucker, I, Amr Mitwali, I have a real job, you know. It's called DoorDash. And now, thanks to Mitwali Web Services, aka MitWeb and MitVPN, I'm transitioning into something that is more sophisticated and more helpful, okay? Like, for example, you know, when I do DoorDash, I don't benefit anybody when I do DoorDash, you know. Delivering food to your house because you're too damn... Listen, guys, I've had orders from DoorDash where literally the restaurant was across the street from the apartment. Listen, I've actually had orders where I would pick up the food from the restaurant. Now I'd be looking at the app, I'm like, is this person right next to me? And I look across the street, somebody's like, DoorDash, DoorDash, that's my order. It's like, nigger, you could have crossed the damn street and did this yourself instead of paying me $10 to do it, you know? So at the end of the day, guys, DoorDash, I'm not benefiting anybody when it comes to DoorDash, you know? But Mitwali Web Services, I am benefiting you guys, okay? For example, MitVPN, our VPN services. Listen, guys, our VPN services, the premium VPNs we have, they are the cheapest in the market. I cannot give you guys a discount for MitVPN. Look, go to any VPN out there. Go to NordVPN, go to Surfshark, go to any VPN out there. I dare you to find a VPN for less than $5 a month. I triple dog dare you. You're not gonna find a premium VPN service like ours for under $5 a month. You're not gonna find it, dudes. And like TFM said, our VPN is hella fast, okay? So when it comes to VPN, guys, I am giving you the bottom. I'm giving you the lowest amount of price. In fact, if you guys buy, I'm going 100 kilometers. The speed limit is like 90, but they don't care. Most people go faster. I'm actually gonna go a little bit slower. That way, you guys can hear me better. Because obviously, the faster I go, the more the faster I go, the more vibration the car picks up, and therefore the harder it is for you guys to listen to me. Again, guys, it's a freaking Toyota Yaris. You know, it's not the best insulated car in the world. You know, my Mercedes-Benz, you know, I can go 60-70 miles and you guys can hear me just fine, okay? You have to remember, my Mercedes-Benz, when it was brand new, was like $30,000, you know, brand new. You know, I got it for like $4,000, okay? This car here, Toyota Yaris, I mean, how much is this car like brand new, you know? $10,000, oops, damn it. Sorry about that, dropped the phone. You know, how much is this car brand new, guys? $10,000? That ain't nothing, okay? So, I'm just showing. We're about half an hour away from... Less than half an hour away from Dogvallis, which is the second most populated city in Latvia. So even though we're like, you know, maybe 30-40 kilometers away, you still have small towns. You still have small places out here, you know. Imagine buying a house or a small plot of land out here, like 30 minutes away from a significant city for like $20,000-$30,000, you know. It's not bad, guys, you know. So, I'm gonna wrap up the video. Like I was saying, at this point, guys, Metwali VPN, if you guys go through TFM's affiliate link, which you should, I'm actually gonna lose money on the first month. But the second month, that's when I start making money. My gross profit off of this whole enterprise is like 10%, okay? So when you guys buy our 2-year plan for like $58, I'm making like maybe $5 off of it, okay, guys? So when it comes to the VPN, I know a lot of you guys out there, especially in these times, you know, especially if you live in a country like Canada, you don't want people to spy on you. You don't want the government to spy on you and shit like that. So, and also not to mention, if you like live overseas, you want to access, you know, Netflix when you are in a country outside of America. And a lot of you guys out there who bought my VPN, you know, a lot of you guys told me, hey man, I was able to change my location from like America to some other country, and I was able to shave off like $50-$60 off of a plane ticket, you know. So imagine buying a VPN for $5 and boom shaka laka 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 laka, you save $50-$60 off of a freaking plane ticket, you know. That in itself has saved you more money than the cost of the VPN. So that's why I do the VPN and I do Metwib, because I benefit you people, okay? DoorDash, I'm not benefiting anybody. Again, first of all, literally retarded, deformed people can do DoorDash. I have seen listen, guys, real talk. I genuinely think retarded chimpanzees are too good for DoorDash, you know? I had a friend send me a Instagram reel of some retarded guy doing DoorDash in high heels. And I'm like, dude, retarded monkeys are too good for DoorDash at this point, man. So when it comes to DoorDash, I'm not benefiting anybody. But when it comes to what I'm doing, yeah, I benefit you guys with MetVPN. Also, guys, my hosting services. A lot of you guys out there, you guys want websites. You all want to be able to, like, develop your own project. So maybe one day you become a software developer. Maybe you guys want a WordPress website to host your resume. You know, I help you with that type of stuff. And, you know, I have no problem with you guys, you know, sending me like an email saying, yo, Amr, what do you suggest I do for a website, stuff like that. I'll help you out for free if you guys want me and my team to, like, help you install a website, shit like that. You know, we can do that for, like, you know, cheap prices, okay? So I want to help you guys out there promote yourself. Whether you promote your restaurant business, whether you want to promote your handyman business, I want you guys out there to promote yourself on the internet. Again, let's say you're a handyman and you know nothing about software development. Hey man, I'm here to make sure you have a website where clients can look you up. They can see what you offer. They know how to contact you online, okay? You know, my web hosting is not just for developers. It's not just for businesses like restaurants who want to take online orders. Again, if you're a handyman and you want people to see what type of services you offer, we do that for you, okay? If you're a restaurant, you want people to, like, order online. That way you don't get DoorDash to take 30% of your money. We do that for you. And the thing you guys need to understand is that when you do online ordering through your own website, we don't take any money from you in commission, okay? Because that's your own website. You have a direct relationship with PayPal, with Stripe. So when somebody comes to your website and orders food from your website, that money goes directly to you guys. We don't take commission from that. Ugh. Same thing if you offer, listen, if you offer services on your website, let's say you're a handyman and you say, I charge $50 to fix your, fix your toilet, right? And somebody goes online and they buy your toilet fixing service for $50. That money goes directly to you. We don't take commission from it. See, this is what you guys need to understand. When you have your own website and you're accepting online payments on the internet, that's your money. It's not our money. We have no business there, okay? Look at the nice house. You know, imagine buying a nice house like that for $20,000, $30,000. It's not bad, guys. So, making a full circle and going back to, they're all in on it, guys. At the end of the day, man, religion is not about grifting. Religion is about benefiting other people. Religion is about giving back to I don't want to use the word giving back to the community, because what the fuck did the community ever do for me, man? You know, look, I want to help other people out, okay? I want to help other people out and I want to make a honest buck, and that's totally okay, guys. You know, I'm not grifting off of religion. I'm not coming out here and saying, you know, support Metwali Web Services because it's Muslim owned or any of that bullshit. You know, I give you guys the best product, the best prices, the best support. And if you guys like it, cool. If not, like a Red Pill Married says, keep it moving. Okay, at the end of the day, guys, I want to earn your business honestly. I don't want to rely on, support Muslim businesses, support a fellow Muslim or a fellow Jew or a fellow Arab or a fellow this. I don't want any of that motherfucking bullshit, man. I want people to come over to MetVPN, MetWib, because we have the best goddamn product and pricing on the face of the planet. Now, when it comes to our web hosting, guys, is not the cheapest out there. It's affordable. Listen, guys, like, our personal web hosting plan will cost you like maybe $3 or $4 a month if you buy it for a year up front, okay? Our personal web hosting is good enough for you to have like a small website. It's good enough for a handyman. It's good enough for somebody who wants to have their own little blog, or maybe you guys want to have like a portfolio of what you do, like, you know, your resume online. Yeah. If you guys want to have like a restaurant based business, then our professional website for like $20 a month, which is cheaper if you buy a year up front. And the thing is, if you get the professional plan, you will get some free work from me and my team helping you out, okay? If you buy the developer plan is pretty much the developer plan is pretty much very similar to the business plan. But that's good if you guys know what you're doing. But at the end of the day, guys, it's all about helping out the community, giving them the best, and making sure that you get the best product and the best price. Because here's the deal, man. A lot of these Muslims out there who grift off of Islam, when they tell you, listen, whenever I see halal, I know that somebody's gonna grift. That's just how it is, okay? You are paying a premium for a halal product, and you really don't have to, guys, okay? You don't have to pay premium for halal products, but a lot of Muslims out there, they rip you off when it comes to halal products because they're grifting, you know? They're, Islamically speaking, there's no grifting. Anyway, guys, I'm about a couple of minutes away from the city, and I want to end up, following the GPS, because I don't have the GPS when I'm doing the videos. Anyway, guys, I'll talk to you later. Peace.